Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On day 19 of the government shutdown, congressional leaders continue to dig in and frame the other side's position in context of major events from this weekend. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that of Republicans,
they care more about George Santos and freeing him than they do about providing health care to everyday Americans.
He was on ABC's This Week. So was Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he believes in compassion when asked about Santos instead of yesterday's nationwide protests.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now.
He said that was irony and that he will not bring back the House until Democrats reopen the government. The Gaza peace agreement under some strain as each side has accused the other of violating the ceasefire. Israel struck targets in southern Gaza, saying Hamas attacked Israeli troops. At least three people were hurt in a shooting at an Oklahoma State University residence hall early this morning. University police say one of the victims is a student. This is ABC News. Officials in Alaska toured the damage and the devastation from catastrophic flooding in the rural western part of the state. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has details.
Touring hard-hit areas, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy mentioning a previous typhoon.
We got about a few weeks before freeze-up, and we had the same situation with Murbach, so we're going to move quickly. Again, all the people wanted was help. The people that are out there, they're very concerned about making sure their communities stay intact. They're worried about what the future is going to look like, and that's a discussion we're all going to have.
About 1,000 people airlifted out of devastated towns.
At least one person was killed. Two are still unaccounted for. George Santos is back on social media after the former Republican congressman had his sentence commuted by President Trump.
Santos writing, "I hold no anger toward anyone, not even my critics. I move forward with humility, with gratitude, and with peace in my heart." The commutation came days after Santos wrote an open letter to Trump.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers likely early, then clearing skies, but windy and much colder. Highs only in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy and crisp with lows in the upper 30s. A bit warmer on Monday with highs in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 49.
WGBW. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days and I'm gone. Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
7.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice. 97.9
FM. What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for
just a little bit. spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign?
Officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you, I can't be wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. Walk with me.
Till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right?
you're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Oh, ba. For a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Every nation.
crystal blue persuasion.
Time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Good morning, sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I like a crown, pretending that you're still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. the dock and she can't get free.
Mike Dubusky. Healthcare premiums are going way up. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries tells ABC's This Week, unless Congress reverses healthcare cuts enacted this past summer.
We're talking about the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. Hospitals, nursing homes, and community-based health centers are closing all across America because of what Republicans have done with their one big ugly bill.
That's the issue at the crux of the federal shutdown, which is now 3 weeks old. Democrats are withholding support for a short-term spending bill unless the health care issue is resolved. Republicans say they might discuss health care, but only after the government reopens. Hamas now says they've located the body of another Israeli hostage and are ready to transfer those remains once field conditions allow. And in France, authorities are now searching for a group of thieves who stole the country's crown jewels from the Louvre this morning. The robbers posed as construction workers and escaped on motorcycles, authorities say. This is ABC News. This weekend saw what could be one of the largest protests in U.S. history, as millions attended No Kings demonstrations protesting the Trump administration's policies.
From New York to Los Angeles, from Chicago to Austin, 2,600 events nationwide. And organizers of this weekend's No Kings protests say some 7 million people protested coast to coast. If that number turns out to be correct, the Crowd Counting Consortium, a joint project of University of Connecticut and Harvard, say it would mean Saturday saw the largest turnout for a one-day protest in U.S. history, unless you count the first Earth Day in 1970 as a protest. The CCC will be spending the next few weeks compiling reports to verify the count. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And authorities in Pennsylvania now say the human remains that were found in a shallow grave